Section 12, The Gathering of My People. Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 1 through 8, Section 33, verses 3 through 7, and Section 37, Section 38, verses 24 through 41, Section 52, verses 2 through 5, and verses 42 through 43, Section 57, verses 1 through 3, and Section 110, verse 11. The 10th Article of Faith, Our Heritage, pages 16 through 23, and 37 through 39. The spiritual gathering of Israel occurs as people learn the gospel, come unto Christ, are baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and keep their covenants. In this way, they are gathered from the world into the Church, or the Kingdom of God on earth. The physical gathering of Israel occurs as church members come together in a particular location or in the stakes of Zion throughout the world. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 1 through 2 and 7 through 8. What do these verses teach about the purposes of the gathering? What purposes did the Lord give for commanding His people to go to Ohio? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 38, verses 31 through 32, and Section 39, verse 15. How were the saints endowed with power from on high after they gathered to Ohio? See Section 95, verse 8, Section 105, verse 33, and Section 110, verse 9. Rather than gather to a central location as the early saints did, we are now counseled to gather to and strengthen the stakes of Zion where we live. What can we do to ensure that our stakes are a refuge and a defense against evil? The gathering of the Lord's people continues today. Many of Heavenly Father's children are searching for the truth and are only kept from the truth because they know not where to find it. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 123, verse 12. Page 9. What responsibilities do we have to assist with this work? Scripture Chain, The Gathering of the Lord's People. 1 Nephi, chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. 1 Nephi, chapter 22, verses 11 through 12. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verse 7. Section 33, verse 6. And Section 110, verse 11. And the 10th Article of Faith. Scriptures relating to Section number 12, The Gathering of My People. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 1 through 2, and verses 7 through 8. 1. Listen to the voice of Jesus Christ, your Redeemer, the Great I Am, whose arm of mercy hath atoned for your sins. 2. Who will gather His people, even as a hen gathereth her chickens, under her wings, even as many as will hearken to My voice, and humble themselves before Me, and call upon Me in mighty prayer. 7. And ye are called to bring to pass the gathering of Mine elect. For Mine elect hear My voice, and harden not their hearts. 8. Wherefore the decree hath gone forth from the Father, that they shall be gathered in unto one place upon the face of this land, to prepare their hearts, and be prepared in all things against the day, when tribulation and desolation are sent forth upon the wicked. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 38, verses 31 through 32. 31. And that ye might escape the power of the enemy, and be gathered unto Me a righteous people, without spot and blameless. 32. Wherefore, for this cause, I gave unto you the commandment, that ye should go to the Ohio, and there I will give unto you My law, and there you shall be endowed with power from on high. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 39, verse 15. And inasmuch as My people shall assemble themselves at the Ohio, I have kept in store a blessing such as is not known among the children of men, and it shall be poured forth upon their heads. And from thence men shall go forth into all nations. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 95, verse 8. Yea, verily I say unto you, I gave unto you a commandment that you should build a house, in the which house I design to endow those whom I have chosen with power from on high. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 105, verse 33. Verily I say unto you, it is expedient in Me that the first elders of My church should receive their endowment from on high in My house, which I have commanded to be built unto my name in the land of Kirtland. Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verse 9. Yea, the hearts of thousands and tens of thousands shall greatly rejoice in consequence of the blessings which shall be poured out, and the endowment with which my servants have been endowed in this house. Doctrine and Covenants, section 123, verse 12. For there are many yet on the earth among all sects, parties, and denominations, who are blinded by the subtle craftiness of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, and who are only kept from the truth, because they know not where to find it. Scriptures relating to the Scripture chain, the gathering of the Lord's people. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. 12. Behold, I say unto you that the house of Israel was compared unto an olive tree by the Spirit of the Lord, which was in our father. And behold, are we not broken off from the house of Israel? And are we not a branch of the house of Israel? 13. And now the thing which your father meaneth concerning the grafting in of the natural branches through the fullness of the Gentiles, is that in the latter days, when our seed shall have dwindled in unbelief, yea, for the space of many years and many generations, after the Messiah shall be manifested in body unto the children of men, then shall the fullness of the gospel of the Messiah come unto the Gentiles, and from the Gentiles unto the remnant of our seed. 14. And at that day shall the remnant of our seed know that they are of the house of Israel, and that they are the covenant people of the Lord. And then shall they know and come to the knowledge of their forefathers, and also to the knowledge of the gospel of their Redeemer, which was ministered unto their fathers by him. Wherefore they shall come to the knowledge of their Redeemer, and the very points of his doctrine, that they may know how to come unto him and be saved. 15. And then at that day will they not rejoice and give praise unto their everlasting God, their rock and their salvation? Yea, at that day will they not receive the strength and nourishment from the true vine? Yea, will they not come unto the true fold of God? 16. Behold, I say unto you, yea, they shall be remembered again among the house of Israel. They shall be grafted in, being a natural branch of the olive tree, into the true olive tree. 17. And this is what our Father meaneth, and he meaneth that it will not come to pass until after they are scattered by the Gentiles. And he meaneth that it shall come by way of the Gentiles, that the Lord may show his power unto the Gentiles, for the very cause that he shall be rejected of the Jews, or of the house of Israel. 1 Nephi chapter 22, verses 11 through 12. 11. Wherefore the Lord God will proceed to make bare his arm in the eye of all the nations in bringing about his covenants, and his gospel unto those who are of the house of Israel. 12. Wherefore he will bring them again out of captivity, and they shall be gathered together to the lands of their inheritance. And they shall be brought out of obscurity and out of darkness, and they shall know that the Lord is their Savior and their Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 7. And ye are called to bring to pass the gathering of mine elect. For mine elect hear my voice, and harden not their hearts. Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 6. And even so will I gather mine elect from the four quarters of the earth, even as many as will believe in me, and hearken unto my voice. Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verse 11. After this vision closed, the heavens were again opened unto us. And Moses appeared before us, and committed unto us the keys of the gathering of Israel from the four parts of the earth, and the leading of the 10 tribes from the land of the north. The 10th Article of Faith. We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes, that Zion, the New Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent, that Christ will reign personally upon the earth, and that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisical glory. End of the Scriptures relating to section number 12, the gathering of my people. End of section 12, the gathering of my people.